Hello, and thank you so much for listening today to the show. This is the Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, and my name is Peter Alton, your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello, and welcome to the Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. My name is Peter Alton, I'm your host today. And we're going to be talking about things today which can literally alter the course of your life, particularly if you are somebody who has got a wound and have diabetes. Now, you may be wondering, well, what have wounds got to do with diabetes? But many of you will be aware that actually one of the dangers of having diabetes is that you are more prone to having problems in that particular instance. So a wound, particularly on the extremities, is much harder to heal up when you have diabetes. It is also much more prone to developing an infection, which your body then finds much harder to fight. And one of the ways that infection gets in is when a wound is not cared for. So it might start off with something very small and it's not cared for properly, and then it develops into something much worse. So you've heard the old saying, a stitch in time saves nine. It's a bit like that with wounds. If you find that you've got a little wound, particularly on your foot, but on your hand, anywhere else really, you should really be looking to deal with it as a matter of urgency if you have diabetes. You need to get it cleansed. You need to have it covered and with an appropriate dressing. Now, that is a huge topic in itself of dressings, and we probably will visit that on this show at some point in the future. But initially, even if it's just cleansing it with a strong saline solution and then dressing it with sterile gauze until you can get a professional to have a look at it, is going to be better than nothing. The problem is, though, that when you have a dressing on it, be it something that you've put on yourself or be it something that a nurse has put on, a consultant has put on, a podiatrist has put on, when you have that dressing, then it is very, very important that that dressing doesn't get infection through it. And with some dressings, they are not waterproof at all. Most dressings have to let the air out of them so that actually it doesn't get too occluded underneath, so the wound can breathe, if you like. But the problem is that of course then allows water in, and that could be water when you're bathing, when you're going for a swim on that lovely holiday you've saved up for. It could be letting water in when you're showering. It could be that you are on holiday or you live in an area where there is a monsoon, or just really heavy rain. And it can sometimes be difficult to keep particularly the foot dry in those instances. And the problem is that when you get a wound that gets wet, it can very easily allow bacteria to swim through, if you like, and to penetrate that dressing, get through to the wound and create an infection. And once you've created an infection in a wound with somebody with diabetes, it can be extremely hard to get rid of. It can be extremely hard to heal up. And very, very quickly, it can deteriorate from a little superficial wound to an infection eating its way through your flesh and actually getting into the bone. And really, then you're in trouble. One of my the people that I look up to in the field of diabetic foot care is a chap called Professor Michael Edmonds, and he is the lead consultant at the Diabetic Foot Clinic at King's College Hospital in London here. And I spent some time with him, and one of the things that he says is that, you know what, Peter, someone can have a foot that appears to be very normal and healthy to the untrained eye, and then within the space of a week they could actually be ready to have an amputation in a position where their foot cannot be saved. That is how quickly things can deteriorate. And that's why it's really important that when we always stress it, if anyone sees anything different on their foot, changing on their foot, particularly if there's an open wound. But even if there's just something changing temperature-wise, color-wise, swelling, then they should get seen ASAP, because literally 24 hours can make the difference between a foot which can be saved and a foot which can't be saved. Or, better case scenario, maybe a foot which needs to be dressed on a 2 or 3 times a week basis for a good few months, which obviously is a massive inconvenience for that person. Not as much as an inconvenience, of course, as having to have an amputation. So it's really critical that we do make sure that foot wounds are addressed as quickly as possible, and as appropriately as possible. Now, today we're going to be assuming that you have been, if you have a foot wound, that you have been seen professionally and that you have got that wound dressed. And the thing we want to talk about today is how to prevent that dressing from becoming dampened by the rain, by going in the bath, in a shower, or even by swimming. And the lady that I'm going to be talking to has invented a product which is perfect at covering up your wound on your lower limb. If you have an amputation, the stump. If you have a wound on your hand, it can cover up the area so that it can be kept dry whilst you do those things that make things that we take for granted. We take for granted having a bath or a shower, even going swimming. It's you know, nowadays with the pools everywhere, and it is easy for most of us to hop into a pool if we want to, and it's a great form of exercise. So our lifestyles can really be affected if we have to keep a dressing dry, and the only way of keeping it dry is keeping it out of the water. So this lady's devised this method of keeping it dry even when you are swimming, even when you're in the bath or the shower. And we'll be talking about that with her after the next song, which I thought we would play as an appropriate thing, as we're talking about covering up wounds and dressings when in the water. I thought we would play the song by Bruce Springsteen, and it is called Cover Me. So enjoy the song, and afterwards, enjoy listening to what Joanna has to say about her innovative and extremely helpful product.
I'm looking for
That was Bruce Springsteen and Cover Me. And for those of you that have just joined us through that song, the reason for playing it is that today, in a minute, we will be talking to a lady called Joanna Winslade, who has invented for her company a device which is designed to cover up your foot wound, or for that matter, hand, arm wound, leg wound, so that you are able to go in the bath, in the shower, or swim in without getting it wet. So Joanne has a lot to say about this product. It's a very simple product, but it's an extremely, extremely valuable one to have in our arsenal of things to try and heal up a wound and fight infection from getting in there. Infection is the big, big problem with diabetic foot wounds, particularly. And it really, really is important to try and keep the dressings dry. So, without further ado, let me welcome Joanna onto the program and let's hear all about her product and how it can help you.
Joanna, thank you so much for joining me this lovely, lovely sunny day. Haha. I don't know what it's like over there in Wales, but here it's miserable looking.
We certainly had a lot of rain, but that's typical for Wales.
I was going to say, nothing new there. So, Joanna, you're the managing director of a company called QOL Limited, which I believe stands for Quality of Life, which I love that name, brilliant name. But I just wanted to ask you, actually, if you can just share with the listeners a little bit about your own background, professionally, sure. Yes, but also maybe if you can just share one thing outside of business and quality of life, one thing that you love doing in life as well as this passion to help people.
I'm afraid I'm a bit of an animal fan. So I have two horses.
Two horses.
So they keep me busy, which without meaning to talk about business again, has led to us thinking about making products for animals.
Right, okay.
So an extension of what we're doing. But very much looking after the dogs, walking. Do a lot of walking, try to keep fit, you know, at 63, you need to keep on your feet and keep moving. So, yeah, that's pretty well it. And travelling. I do like doing a bit of travel.
Oh, don't we all, apart from the airport?
Yeah, absolutely. Nightmare.
Thank you for sharing that. And professionally, your background professionally?
Actually, I don't have a health professional background at all, but basically I looked after an elderly uncle who was a below-the-knee amputee, not at that stage thinking anything about the products that we make. So I cared for him for 5 years. I also helped look after an auntie who had leg ulcers, and I cared for my mother for 8 years, who suffered from dementia, and she had a stoma. So I've got quite a good background in caring for the elderly, and I suppose that's initially where everything started. I seem to be the member of the family that does the looking after the elderly relatives. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Amazing. It's been a great experience. So I'm running out of elderly relatives now, Peter.
I'm sure that's got nothing to do with your care, though.
No, I hope not.
So I think you've actually answered my next question. I was going to ask you what led you to found Quality of Life, but I think you probably, in your own words, maybe just say why did you found Quality of Life?
I didn't intend it to be the business. I intended it to be something that I was hoping to find a product to help people get in the shower. Or my auntie and uncle actually managed the shower without getting their wounds wet. Then it got quite exciting, and I went over to the Netherlands and met a material manufacturer. Still thinking, I'm not sure about this. I've got no experience in manufacturing. I have got a reasonable business background, but in a very, very different area, industrial tyres. It then got really interesting, and I realised that it was feasible. We needed to get some investors to help us to set up the company. But the quality of life thing was literally from me an emotional response to a problem. Right. And it grew from there. And it still is, because we do talk to people personally on the phone and advise them and help them. And I always want it to be completely customer personal based. And that's what we pride ourselves on, giving people exactly what they need. And it isn't really about the money, Peter. It's more about the principle of it. And I know that might sound a little bit naive, but maybe I'm not the best businesswoman in the world, but I enjoy what I do. So that's an answer.
Well done. You're definitely helping people. And I think with the number of people that can use your product, it's amazing. There's so many different niche markets that people could actually benefit from, and diabetes is just one of them, which we'll maybe talk about a little bit more in a minute. But can you just tell us then about the core product that you have? Give the listeners the name of it, what it's for, and maybe from the point of view of diabetes, why that is important.
Yes, of course. So we're talking really about leg products. We're talking about short leg, which comes to the ankle, medium leg, which comes below the knee, and the long leg product. We're talking about people who have dressed wounds, very important. We're not suggesting for 1 minute you would put our products on an open wound. And it's to cover the bandages to keep them dry when they get in the shower or bath. And obviously it helps, we say it's going to help prevent infection, which of course it is, because you don't want to get your bandages wet. I realize there are two different types of ulcers, infected ulcers and non-infected ulcers, so that changes the outlook a little bit too. But it's basically just to allow people to maintain their quality of life, to have a better hygiene routine, because I did notice that my auntie wasn't beginning to smell very nice, to be quite honest, because she couldn't get in the shower. And simple as that. All the products are latex-free. It's quite important to say that. And they're very soft. A lot of products can be quite harsh. And my main concern with wounds was something that's soft and flexible and non-restrictive, which, of course, is incredibly important. So they're very soft and flexible. And in actual fact, when you put a product on in the water, it'll cling to your limb and you can get rid of the air through the top seal by gently pulling it. It really does feel like a second skin. So one of the main things was that when you have got a delicate area on your leg, you want to be as gentle as you possibly can. And from that point of view, they certainly work. So we have actually recently been slightly involved with the amputee market as well, which I know is not a very nice subject when we're talking about diabetes, but it's very often an inevitable conclusion of that problem. I know, again, this is going to sound odd, but our arm covers don't have a formed foot, and they're great for amputee stumps. So we've actually produced kind of a larger opening product to go around the thigh, using our arm product technology.
Okay, your description there about the arm one being good for the stump up and amputation makes me think. I've got one here. I know the listeners can't see it, but I'm hanging it up here just to show that I have got one here, which has been used by our family actually. Not the whole family. Well, actually, it probably was used by the whole family because we did some videos initially on how to use it for our patients. But yeah, it looks. It basically, for the listeners, it looks like a Christmas stocking that you might hang up, but not quite as tinsely as that. But maybe you can do a Christmas version even of it.
We've got a bit of a problem printing on that fabric. I'd love to be able to print that in all sorts of different colours, and we can change the colour, all different kinds of patterns, but it's a really problematic fabric to print on.
Right, I can imagine.
Logo it and, go down that commercial route. But, yes, the girls have used those as Christmas stockings in the office, actually, Peter, much to my The long leg, of course, which is longer than that, hoping it would be filled with goodies.
I was going to suggest white labeling it, actually, with Undefeated on it, but if you can't print it, that's a bit of a pity, never mind.
It's, funnily enough, technology changes all the time, doesn't it? Yeah. And it's something that our material manufacturer is looking at the moment. So who's to say that we might not be able to do that? But at the moment, there's a bit of a struggle going on with it.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll watch that space. But getting back to the how it can benefit people, and the need for it, I suppose, a need for it, globally, I'm sure you're aware, in the world at the moment, there's around about 415 plus million people with diabetes.
Yeah.
And statistically, of those, 15% of them will have an ulcer. So that's 62 million people with a wound that would benefit straight away from this. Of those 62 million, statistically, 50% of them will get an infection.
Okay.
That's 31 million, and 20% will end up with an amputation. That's 6.2 million. So there's a huge need for it, and particularly that jump between the 62 million who have got the ulcers and then the 50% of those developing an infection. So, you know, because infection, as I'm sure you're aware, often will come when a dressing gets wet and the bacteria can swim through into the previously non-infected wound. So it should be able to help, in my view, prevent some of those infections, which is critical. And then the other angle, which I know you're coming from very much so, is this, the whole idea of people having that quality of life. I know in the past, when we've had done nail surgery in our practice, we would have talked to people about other products, which, yeah, it might work for showers and baths, but you don't really want to go swimming in those ones. This gives you much better quality of life. It's so easy to use. I thought we might have videoed this, but we'll probably do it another time, although I could use my aspect of it, I suppose. I'm going to quickly slip this one onto my leg right now, okay, just to show people how quickly it does go on and how easy it is. So I've got it in my hands now. I'm just opening the aperture. I'm going to... you can't see my foot on the video, so it's definitely not going to work.
I've got some videos, Peter, I can send over to you as well. So,
okay. I know you've done this. You've got some good videos on the site. So there we are. It's on. That's it. That's how simple it was. And I could now go safely into my shower, into my bath, or even swimming.
What I will say about swimming, Peter, is that we like to go for a longer product. I mean, it's right. Because actually, if you think about it, the longer the product, the more protection you've got, in a sense.
Yeah, this is a knee height.
That's a bit strange. But for a calf injury, for instance, we actually say have a long leg product, because the long leg product can fit just above the knee. You only need to look at the fleshy part of the limb.
Yeah.
Because of the way it clings.
And I can feel no restriction around my leg at all there, which is great.
Yeah, you've obviously got the right size product, because that's the other crucial thing, to make sure you get the right measurement around the limb. The only problems we ever have is when people don't measure properly in centimetres and don't look at our product selector and order the right size. I mean, obviously, you're going to get products that occasionally will rip, because people, you can't account for how people are going to use them. But as long as you're fairly careful with it, you're not going to have that problem. We have people who one lady in Spain, I think she orders every 9 months because it works and she swims in it. We would like her to order a little bit more often, actually, but there we go. I'm pleased for her.
Your product is too good.
It really depends on the user and how they treat it, but yes, it does work. Obviously, as the business has grown, we have got a presence in lots of different sales portals now. And as far as a lot of people who don't come to you will go on Amazon.
Okay.
We have a presence on Amazon now.
Okay, that's good.
And a lot of people who, very strangely, don't want to go to their doctor. They'd rather just have it and sort it out and get it straight away. We do say to our customers, you know, you can get a leg product on prescription if you want to. You'd be amazed. I would say 90% of people aren't interested.
Well, it's not exactly going to, most people break the bank. It's not hugely expensive, is it?
No, it isn't, but we're very aware of the fact that if somebody might get a little irate if they find out they could have had it on prescription, particularly when prescriptions are free in certain parts of the country, i.e. Wales.
Yeah, okay, right. Okay. So, for people with diabetes, I mean, obviously, we're not suggesting that everybody with diabetes must rush out and get one of these, but I think that hopefully from the interview today, there's sort of two categories of people, in my view, that will be listening. There's either people who have already got a wound with their diabetes, and then there's other people who either haven't got a wound or they're caring for somebody. And so it's for them to be aware that this product is available. And in my view, if they ever get a wound, then the speed which they can get it is going to help them better than hanging around for a long time and ending up with a wound that has become infected.
Absolutely. I mean, the elderly get a lot of skin tears, and that's something I was very aware of with my mother looking after her. Her skin was very, very fragile. And the last thing you want to do is to accelerate that into anything else, especially on bony parts of the legs. So that's another thing that we say, you know, if you've got a slight tear, make sure you get it sorted, make sure you don't get it infected. And again, that's where we come in, hopefully, to help them maintain hygiene routines. And of course, there's always the question of independence, because not everybody who's elderly gets leg ulcers, do they, Peter? I mean, sadly, quite a few younger people suffer from the condition as well.
Absolutely.
And frankly, you know, it's the independence and it's the privacy, isn't it, that's very important too. Well, for everybody, not just for younger patients. So that's always something we felt. It promotes an independent hygiene routine, as long as your mobility isn't unstable. So, you begin to realise just how many people... I speak to people who've had amputations on the phone quite often, actually, maybe, say two or three times a week. It's very interesting to hear what they have to say about the sensitivity problems, which is why they're very interested in Buddy, because it is so soft. And of course, waterproof, and that's the point. A lot of products are excellent for what they do, excellent, but unfortunately, they're not waterproof. Mm. And that's where the problems are.
It amazes me how many people, not so much people with diabetes and their wounds, they normally will see, hey, look, this is important, I need to do this. But quite often we have people coming to us for nail surgery, for example.
Yeah.
And before knowing about your products, we would be basically trying to get them to keep their foot dry for 6 weeks, basically. Keeping the wound, letting the wound heal up and keeping it dry. And the options were sit in the bath with your leg out of the bath, which is okay for some people, but not for others. Showering, maybe doing a handstand so your foot's above the shower. That's not practical for most people, certainly not for me. And there weren't really that many options. There was plastic bags over the feet and sellotape around and duct tape and what have you, but inevitably the water gets in. And then you've got that risk of infection. So I would encourage anybody who has got diabetes and who's got a wound to actually consider getting hold of one of these from Amazon, from Buddy. We'll get you to give a website in a minute, Joanna. Or, as we said earlier, approaching the NHS, approaching your GP and trying to get one on prescription. The other good thing is that they're pretty non-slip as well, aren't they? I mean, obviously you've got to be careful.
We can't actually say the non-slip, but what we do say is because of the way the material does cling, it kind of forms almost a non-slip base, because it'll shrink, if you like, rather like shrink wrap when you release the air, to the shape of your foot. And that will make them, it's very soft material, that will kind of form like, not ridges exactly, they're not ridges, but folds, and that provides a non-slip base. So yes, it works very well. We did look at putting non-stick sticky pads on the bottom of things, but there's no need. We've never actually had any problems with the product slipping, but you can't say non-slip.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Okay, thanks. Just about, if somebody is listening now and they're thinking, you know what, I've got this wound on my foot, I'm seeing the hospital and I've been struggling with my personal hygiene, or maybe they're thinking, you know, I've got this wound and I'd love to go swimming. I haven't even thought about going swimming for months because of this wound that won't heal up and I can't get it wet and I'd love to go swimming again. Maybe they've got a holiday coming up soon and they'd like to, you know, get it wet. Going swimming abroad in a nice warm sea. For them, can you just give some tips on how they should go about ordering it? I mean, should they, you mentioned about the aperture size, should they measure the circumference of their leg? How would they know which one to get themselves with?
Well, it all depends, obviously, where the actual problem is. But, for instance, we had a lady who had an ankle ulcer. She bought a medium leg product, which comes to just below the knee. It always sits on the fleshy part of the leg. And she went off to the Maldives and paddled through all the lagoons, and everything was great. She was absolutely delighted. So that suited her. Now, if you're going to actually physically swim, you're not going to... swim vigorously with a product like this. Well, presumably you wouldn't anyway, because that would be silly to go, you know, to do too much vigorous exercise. But I like to use the long leg product. It does look long, but really isn't when you put it on, because that comes to your thigh, which means you can go further in water. And yes, you can gently swim with that one. You can with a medium leg, but I just like to cover myself all the time. We are more than happy. We have a free phone number. We are more than happy to talk to people about what they're doing, what they really want. So any way they want to do it. Our product selection on the website is really good. We're happy to talk to people personally on the phone as well. Yes, they're a community nurse, doctor surgery. We'll be able to access our products on the chemist and druggist. Their Bible, and we are obviously trying to, it's word of mouth with us. We're not a big company with a large budget to spend on advertising, Peter, so it is word of mouth and proof of the pudding in the product with us, and that's how it's going forward. So, but no, we're more than happy. Anybody's got any queries, they can email us, they can phone us, and we're more than happy to help them to get the right product. It's not an issue.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's good. I noticed on there as well that you've got a chat button on the website as well, so people can...
Yes, we've got a chat button as well, yes. So, and which we answer as quickly as we can,
Okay, so we've gone through a lot of things there, which is fantastic. I think we've pretty much exhausted all the questions that I had. If you can maybe just give your website so that people know what that is called, that would be good.
And the product is called Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, and the website is obviously www.buddycover.com. Okay. So, and all the information is on the website, and our free phone numbers, etc., are also on the website. So if anybody wants to call us to discuss it, we're more than happy to do so.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Great customer service. And I'm just looking at on your website as I speak to you, actually, and I'm just looking at some of the testimonials there, and they speak for themselves. I'll just read a few of them out. Great innovative product that allowed my mum to enjoy her holiday by enabling her to use the swimming pool, and fantastic customer service. Excellent. And I also, from personal experience following knee surgery, can endorse this fantastic product and his doctor's view on it. What else have we got to go down here a little bit? Excellent product, perfect for both showering and swimming. Also excellent customer service. helping me make sure I got the right cover and replaced it free of charge, exactly what we just did there. So that's fantastic. Great product, simple to use and really effective, used in both the bath and shower. And this was for her three-year-old son. So again, it doesn't have to be diabetic wounds. It can be, you know, a kid who's broken their arm or their ankle or whatever it might be. So that's just a touching on numerous ones here. Oh, here we got a real lifesaver. Allowed me to bath and shower almost normally. Made a huge difference to my independence. We'll finish on that one. I won't go through the whole lot, but there's loads of testimonials there.
Thanks, Peter.
I totally endorse the product. We actually started to include it in our nail surgery packages now, so that whenever we have somebody has nail surgery at our practice, which involves them having a wound which needs to heal up over the course of up to 6 weeks, we include those in there now for them. And it's been something which people have really, you know, really appreciated, the fact that that product is available. So I can certainly tell you that you are making a difference in people's lives. And I intend, Joanna, doing my best to help reach those 62 million people in the world who have ulcers, of which 50% could get infections statistically. Let's try and stop those 31 million from developing infected ulcers.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, you
Thank
do a great
so
job there, Peter. You do a great job, and certainly Tina seems to be buzzing around, doing a marvellous job as well. We thoroughly support Undefeated and the work you do. We think it's brilliant.
We appreciate that. We know you do. So thank you so much for that.
You're quite right. It will fit in a shoe. In fact, obviously, for instance, on a shaley beach, we would say, well, you put one of those rubber shoes on, one of the rubber swimming shoes on, if you can,
yeah,
over the foot, and then that stops that problem. But yes, you are right. If you're going to go somewhere which is very hot, you need to get fresh air into it, and by just pulling the seal, releasing the, if you like, the stale air. You don't wear it for more than an hour and a half. And if you are going to go on rough terrain, be sensible, stick your shoe on. When you get perhaps to the sandy edge, fine, but wear a shoe on something that's really uneven. Although we've pushed it to the limit, I have actually walked around fields with one on and nothing happened, but you can't, I didn't have a wound, so you've got to be very careful.
Was that with a sock on as well, though? Did you have a sock under it?
It was in the summer. I was walking around a field, walking the dogs with a buddy on a barefoot, because I really wanted to test it out.
That was a sight.
Well, I think passing cars were a bit surprised. This strange lady with the orange thing on her leg.
Yeah.
But you've got to do these things. You've got to push it to the limit. I couldn't provide something that I hadn't really pushed to the limit.
No, I agree totally. It's, brilliant. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you so much for your time this morning. The listeners don't know that we're up crack of dawn. And I've been amazed, actually, that so far my kids haven't come piling in, because we're recording this. I'm in the room where, in the conservatory, where actually we've got our fridge freezer. And normally I'd come in, but we've had peace and quiet. So
yeah, brilliant, Peter. No, it's brilliant. It's lovely to talk to you. And you're looking well. Thanks for your time as well, Peter. It's a two-way thing. It's much appreciated. And, let me know if there's anything else that you need that we can help you with. I'm only at the end of the phone.
Okie dokes. And I'll try and spread the word more.
Thank you, Peter. It's really appreciated.
For those of you that have just joined us during that interview, this is The Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio. My name is Peter Alton, and I was talking to Joanna Winslade. She is from the company Quality of Life, and she was talking about her innovative invention that helps you keep your wound on your leg or your arm dry, so that you can enjoy bathing, swimming, showering when you have that wound. I hope you found it helpful. I hope that you will take note of the importance of keeping a wound dry, and that really it's not very, very expensive. And in the UK, you can get them on prescription. And as Joanna mentioned in there, Wales actually get prescriptions free at the time of recording, I believe. So people in Wales, hey, you're even better off. But they're not that expensive anyway, really. You know, they can last for months without needing to be replaced. And I think they're about, about £20 roughly, which actually, to keep a wound dry and free from infection, is an extremely small price to pay. So thank you again, Joanna. And please, listeners, do look into it further. And if you have a wound, please don't hesitate. Get one of these either from your doctor or from Amazon, Joanna mentioned, or from their own website. But just make sure that you are covered up. Now, I wanted to play another song before the end of the show, and I wasn't quite sure what to play. I was trying to think, what should I play? Wet, wet, wet. And I thought, wet, wet, wet. No, we want to be dry, 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 really. And I don't know if there's a band called Dry, Dry, Dry. So I came up with a song by another one of my favourite artists, probably a song that many of you won't have heard of, although it was released as a single. And that's by an artist called Meatloaf. The song is actually called Not a Dry Eye in the House. And for the purposes of this show, I'm thinking of renaming it Not a Dry Eye in the Pool, but Plenty of Dry Feet. So enjoy the song anyway, enjoy Meatloaf, and then it'll be pretty much the end of the show by then. Not a dry eye in the house. After love's curtain comes down. Listen and you'll hear the sound of a heart breaking. I can still see you standing there, midnight wind blowing through your hair. Remember kisses sweet in the salty air when love was forever. Turn the page and we fade to blue. The scene has changed, now I'm without you. Well, you just walked away when the act was through and the dream was over. It was almost like a movie, the way you said goodbye.
Not a smile.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Meatloaf and Not a Dry Eye in the House. And for those of you who joined us during that, the reason for playing that was actually that we've been talking today not about keeping eyes dry, but about keeping feet dry, or wounds on limbs dry is probably a more appropriate way to say it, because the device we've been talking about is called Buddy Cover. And Buddy Covers are designed to keep wounds on limbs, so you know, all the way up the leg, the arm, to keep them dry. So you can swim, so you can have baths, so you can shower when you have a wound, which is something that you should do. You should keep them dry rather than letting those wounds get in and those dressings get wet. So once again, just so you know where you can get hold of them from, you can get them on prescription in the UK, but also you can get them directly from www.buddycover, that's B-U-D-D-Y, cover.com. And they're very, very helpful there. They have a chat line on there and you can speak to them directly to get advice regarding sizes, etc. But I recommend that definitely if you have a wound, or if you have a loved one who has a wound and they have diabetes particularly, then hey, get hold of one of these. It will transform the quality of life that you have. That's the name of the company, by the way, Quality of Life Limited, QOL Limited. So I would strongly recommend that this product really could be a lifesaver for you. Definitely could be a limb saver for you. So thank you for listening today. I hope you found this helpful, and we will reconvene again in a week's time and have some more wonderful things to talk about in ways to help you live properly with diabetes, safely in the diabetic sweet spot. Thank you for listening. Take good care. Oh, by the way, if you've got any questions at all that you want to be addressed on the show, if you have any things that you would like to listen to, even songs, I guess, but particularly things about diabetes that you'd like to listen to, then please do send us an email. You can email me at thediabetesshow@undefeated.org, and we will get back to you and hopefully be able to answer all your questions. Take good care and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And that's it for this week, folks. You have been listening to Peter Oltham with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. All that remains is for me to be able to say to you, have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetic sweet spot. Live in the ideal diabetic lifestyle. And I look forward to sharing with you again next week. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.